Everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. This is episode 149. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host today, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Very good. How are you doing this morning, Todd?
Well, I'm doing good. Back here in the new studio, the new media studio here in Coldwater, Michigan. So you're up in Traverse City. We're within a stone's throw of each other right now.
Yeah, something like that. Certainly closer than in the past, that's for sure.
That's a fact.
Hey, next week we're going to be in Columbus at the same time, so we'll be recording there.
Yeah, I'll be recording from the Convo by Design studio, the Blueberry studio in Columbus, so looking forward to doing that together. But today, partway through the show, folks, you're going to get introduced to Cami Gildner, and she does the Extraordinary Women podcast. I think you're going to be just as thrilled as I was. I talked with Cami for 30 minutes or so. And if you listen to our last Podcast Insider, you will know the format of the show. Mike, you listened a little bit of the interview with Cami, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sounds like an interesting interview. I look forward to listening to it in its entirety when I get to listen to this whole show.
Yeah, and she does Extraordinary Women Radio, and she interviews extraordinary women, as it would, as it implies, or as it is.
And she's a podcast award winner.
That's right. So we'll have her here partly through the show, but kick off today's show a little bit of news, Mike. Apple pulled the trigger, didn't they?
Yeah, Apple sent out an email yesterday, actually, telling everybody that the new Apple Podcast categories can be submitted and can be in your feed. They haven't implemented it on their apps yet. In fact, they disabled categories or category browsing within the Apple Podcasts app while they make this change. So no panics. Eventually, they'll have it all back up, and it'll be under the new categories. And our CIO, Angelo, he wrote up a pretty good article over at PowerPressPodcast.com, which I'll have a link to in the show notes, and that explains, you know, the new categories and how it's going to affect your podcast.
And he laid out all the new mappings and everything that's going on. And matter of fact, at Blueberry, we're going to be adding three new categories to our directory. To really kind of try to align as much as we can. We're going to be adding, fiction, true crime, and history. So that'll take us to 20 full categories, because we've got an LGBTQ category on Blueberry and a general category that Apple doesn't have. And that was largely for shows that never picked a category. It was amazing how many shows have never picked a category, and they're kind of out there in Netherlands. So that's what we're going to do on blueberry.com. But you need to, either in the podcaster dashboard at blueberry.com or in PowerPress, if you have updated to the latest version of PowerPress, you need to go in and choose your new directory listing. And as a reminder, when you pick a subcategory, which you should do, your show is also going to be in the top level category. So you're automatically in the top level category if you pick a subcategory. So don't just pick the top level. Pick a subcategory where you fit. And this is actually a big opportunity for you, because there's going to be a lot of shows that are not active anymore that are not going to be in these new subcategories. So you're going to get immediate bonus because of the tens and thousands or hundreds of thousands of dead shows that will get pushed up into the top level category. Only active shows are going to be new in these new subcategories. So it's super critical to pick your subcategory correctly. And that'll trickle down. That'll help you. It's almost going to be like a fresh refresh of the Apple Podcast directory, minus all the dead shows that are over there.
Right. And yeah, like I said, just, don't panic over it, but we do have the settings in both PowerPress and on our platform over at blueberry.com. So go over there and pick your new category.
And we would expect the new categories to show up on the release of iOS 13, which I would expect to be sometime next month, mid-next month. So you got a couple of weeks So let's talk a little bit about Audioburst. Audioburst launched some new stuff on Android, Mike. What's the story there?
Well, basically, they've added their Audioburst app to the Android Auto and some of the Samsung platforms. I'm assuming the platform they're talking about, it's called Samsung Bixby platform. I'm guessing that's their name for their little interface that they add to the phones, but I could be wrong. But anyway, so yeah, Audioburst, who is also a partner of ours for transcriptions, has, you know, a lot of audio discovery, and they've added their app to Android Auto. So with your voice, you can search for subjects or whatever on the Audioburst app.
So, you know, Audioburst, if you're also haven't been following, if you're new to the show and you're a Blueberry customer, all Blueberry customers get a free transcript from Audioburst of every episode. All you got to do is sign up. And that link is in the podcaster dashboard, again, at blueberry.com. So, Mike, you're a little bit of a Star Trek fan. So I heard there's a new official Star Trek podcast.
Yeah, coming this fall, there's going to be a new official Star Trek podcast. There's never been an official one that was sanctioned by CBS and Paramount, who owns the Star Trek franchise. But it's actually going to be one of the actors, minor actors in some of the new stuff. Tawny Newsome is going to be the host, and it launches this fall. It's called Prime Directive, and those who are Trekkies know what that means. So I'm looking forward to it. I guess it's just my little geeky pleasure here.
Yeah, so be curious to see what kind of insights they do, if they talk about the filming, or if it's more storyline based, or what they're going to do. But yeah, the Prime Directive. So the official Star Trek podcast coming to you from CBS and Paramount.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting that she's going to have a lot more access than the average Trekkie to some of the prime movers there at behind the scenes, and some of the actors from the old shows, and I'm sure some of the actors from the new shows. So it'll be interesting for those of us that follow that kind of thing.
And the Star Trek Enterprise continues to march forward. I heard they had a pretty good trailer at Comic-Con or one of those events, and I actually tried to view it, and it was restricted on YouTube. So I don't know if it was a special one-time event or what, but Picard, I guess, made a cameo in the...
Yeah, they have a new series coming out on CBS All Access, so it's going to be streaming only. But they have a new series called Star Trek Picard, which follows Captain Picard 20 years after the last Next Generation movie. So
I guess they need to get busy, because he's getting pretty old as it is. So I guess they got to get their money's worth out of this.
Certainly.
Hey, let's move into best practices, and let's talk a little bit about what link you should share on social for your episodes. And there's really one rule for that. And of course, that's only one piece of advice we give to every podcaster. And Mike, I'm not even going to say what it is. What is the rule for sharing on social? What do you share?
Well, my rule basically is, and it should be, everybody, never send somebody to a place you don't own. So in the case of using a WordPress website and PowerPress, when you make a blog post, which is a podcast post, that's the link you share, the permalink to that post. That way, if you're following our best practices, you've got all the choices. There's nothing more annoying if I'm sitting here on my Android device and someone's, shares something, shares their Apple podcast link. Well, there's nothing I can do on my Android device. Well, I'm just out of luck. But if you send me to a place where the player is and where there's buttons that I can subscribe on whatever device I'm on, I think that's a better plan.
It always drives me crazy, too, because, and this is, universal. And in PowerPress and Blueberry customers are guilty of this as well. You go to the podcaster's website, whatever it may be, TomJones.com. Let's just use that as an example, or AcmePodcast.com. And you go on the website and there's just a single link to Apple Podcast. And you're like, what? You know, again, if I'm an Android user, how do I subscribe to that show? So if you're using the Blueberry PowerPress sidebar widget, subscribe sidebar widget, which we include as part of the PowerPress plugin, you know, you basically put that widget on there. And, you know, if I look at my site, I go to my site at Geek News Central, my personal site at geeknewscentral.com. I've got Apple Podcasts. I've got Android by email and Google Podcasts on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and my regular RSS feed. And if I look at my outbound clicks and my web analytics, you know, I see that those get a pretty equal swath of people clicking them to subscribe to the show. Not just Apple Podcasts, not just on Google Podcasts, not just on Stitcher. It's everywhere. And, you know, I have that very prominently in the right, you know, it's above the fold on the right-hand column of my website, on every page on my website. So it doesn't matter if they land on a blog post or if they land on a podcast post. It's there, and they can subscribe. So many times you have to dig. You know, I was doing a consult for a client recently, and their subscribing to their podcast was literally five links deep. They would have to, okay, you got on the homepage, clicked on podcast, okay, that was one, clicked on the episode, two, three more info, and then finally, I finally found the subscribe page five layers deep, and they were complaining about their numbers having dropped after a website redesign, and basically they weren't getting any new subscribers because people couldn't find the place to subscribe. So, you know, you have to have the subscribe links on the homepage of your website. Again, you go to my site, geeknewscentral.com, or go to podcastinsider.com, or, you know, you're going to find right on those pages right there, boom, right at the, you're going to be able to subscribe to the show. You're a podcast. You want them subscribing. Yeah, if they find you via the app, cool. If they find you, but, you know, you want to give maximum opportunity for someone to subscribe. That is the ultimate goal. They may listen on Spotify and are not necessarily subscribed. That's okay, too. That's a different kind of listener. But, you know, you really, on your podcast, as we're talking today, you know, we're going to want you to go over to podcastinsider.com. And when you get over to the website, you're going to see the subscribe links to the show. And
you're going to see really the player, you know, right there, too. So,
yeah,
you
the
know.
Players are right there. And subscribe links are on the player as well.
You just, you know, the thing is if you share the Apple Podcast link, or you share a Spotify link, or you share, you know, whatever you share, there's some people out there that just, well, I don't want to use that app, or I don't have access to that, you know.
Yeah. I'm not a Spotify user. I have the app, but I don't really use Spotify that much. You want to share your episode, and when they come to your episode page for that show, or for that latest episode, there should be a place right there prominently for them to subscribe to that podcast and listen, of course. Again, not everyone's going to get to the website through social. Some are going to get there via search. Some will never get there at all because they're subscribed via the podcast app. But you got to give the opportunity at least for a small chance of success when people are driven to your website. So the link you share on social for your episode is the link to your podcast post.
Yeah, and that works, you know, whether you're hosting with us or anywhere else, there's always a post. So we hope you'd be using PowerPress and WordPress, but, yep. You know, even if not, there is a specific page where that episode lives that you can send people to.
Yeah, that's the key. And if you're a Blueberry.com user and you're just posting to Blueberry.com, the episode link will be the page where that episode shows up on the blueberry.com directory. You know, blueberry.com/your keyword/that episode link. And that's where you want to send them. And again, we've got the ability for people to subscribe right there on that page. Same thing with blueberry.net if you're a WordPress user over there. So share that main page where it loads everything with your show notes in the player for that specific episode. Let's talk a little bit, Mike, about the platform. Of course, we've kind of mentioned already that the publisher's been updated. Where do they go in the publisher to change their category?
Yeah, right there in the podcaster dashboard. If you're not using PowerPress and you're just using Blueberry to publish, inside the podcaster dashboard, there's a podcast feed section. And in there, there's one thing that says podcast settings. You scroll down to the Apple section of those podcast settings, you'll see the old categories and the new categories kind of side by side, or I think one on top of the other. And you know, your whatever category you were in, you just select the one below that, you know, for the new Apple categories, and then save your settings. And then simple as that.
So next up is, of course, PowerPress has been updated and the categories are in there. And we've also added the multi-account login. Let's talk a little bit about the multi-account login and who that is going to help.
Yeah, that's for people that have either multiple podcasts. So, you know, say you have two podcasts at Blueberry and, you know, you've got a hosting plan for each and a listing for each. You know, before you had to pick which one you were logged into in PowerPress, and that caused some issues with, you know, stats being intermixed and whatnot. And now we've made it so that when you upload, you get to pick which folder it is. Now you have to enable that. Something I had to learn yesterday, actually. But there's a checkbox in the Services and Stats tab in PowerPress for network mode or multi-account login. There's just a little checkbox. Once you enable that, any show listing that is in your login at Blueberry will be available to upload files to. So if you're, you know, show A, you upload to show A. If it's show B, you upload to show B. But it allows you to select that as you do the upload from PowerPress.
And really, what the key here is this allows you to have, you know, one hosting account with your, you know, with your login, and then the, and then have the, you know, select to each show, and it just makes it cleaner, a lot easier for you to manage. You don't have to, you know, anymore go into the podcaster dashboard and upload for that show. You do all that within PowerPress for multiple shows, and I think it's a lot cleaner for everyone that has more than one podcast. Now, as a reminder, you know, we, part of our policy is, and our hosting policy is, it's a one show per account. In other words, per hosting plan. You know that some people are doing more than one. We're aware of those folks that do that. And typically we kind of keep an eye on those accounts, but we want you, you know, this is a flat rate hosting plan. It's the way we are assured that we can continue to stay in business and do the things that we do for the podcasting community and for you at large, is that you should have a hosting a plan tied to every show. And if you get more than two or three shows, then you want to talk to us anyway about our pro plan, which may save you more money over the long run.
Right. You know, and the pro plans, you know, above a certain amount, the pro plan is actually probably more cost effective.
Yeah. For most shows, it is more cost effective. So, and we also added WebSubPub, basically now. So we're pinging Google every time you publish an episode. So within minutes, your episode will update in Google Podcast. You don't have to wait anymore for that to happen. It happens, I wouldn't say instantaneous, but near instantaneous.
Yeah, it's real quick.
And so, you know, actually your Google Podcast listing will update faster than your Apple Podcast listing.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get Apple to implement something like this as well, so that we can ping Apple and have your listing updated right away. But no word on whether or not they're going to do that. They used to do that years ago.
I was going
to
say, back in the day, they had, you know, the Ping Podcast, and you could just, you know, click a link and boom, you know, you were updated in their directory fairly quickly. So, you know, hopefully they'll bring that back in some form soon.
Yeah. And finally, of course, our ad insertion, Mike, you did a demo to about 20 people last week.
Yeah. And so, put it up on YouTube. And yeah, it's just a demo of what we can do with ad insertion. That's for our pro hosting customers. Pre-roll is enabled by default.
It's free.
It's free or included. And then we also have mid and post roll available.
For beta testing.
Right now, yeah. We're right in beta testing right now. So if you're a pro hosting customer or become one, let us know, and we can put you on the beta for mid and post.
The mid and post role are going to be priced at $49 a month in addition to your pro hosting costs, and at 10 cents a rebuild. We are being very aggressive in that pricing. No one in the universe has ad injection at this pricing level. It just doesn't exist. And we're excited to be able to bring that pricing to you with geographic targeting coming maybe later in the year, early spring, depending on the demand by those that are using the system. But again, this demo will show you how easy it really is to run the ad injection system and what it is. You know, if you are currently not a pro customer, though, and you want the ability to do this pre-roll, again, pre-roll is free. It'll rebuild the last 50 episodes with a pre-roll. That's the only limitation on the free version. If you want the be able to rebuild your entire inventory, then you would have to upgrade to the second tier, to the mid-roll slash post-roll, which gives you unlimited pre-roll rebuilds as well. But anyway, we're really excited about the ad insertion system, and we're very close to closing the testing on that and then opening it up to as for general sale. But for about another week here, you're going to have the ability to beta test for free. And if you do beta testing, and if you do provide us feedback, we'll give you 2 months of free service for doing that. All right. So I think, Mike, we're up next with the interview with Cammy. And I think we'll roll right into that. And then when we come back from the interview, we'll talk a little bit about some stuff going on at support. So without further ado, here's the interview with Cammy Gildner. I want to welcome Cammy Gildner to the Podcast Insider Show. Welcome to the show, Cammy.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. I'm really honored to be here.
Well, as we've been starting our new series in this show, we've taken time to talk with podcasters that have great stories and great shows, and I'm looking forward to having a conversation here today with you about your podcast. But I think as a way of introduction, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. I'm Cammy Gildner, and my podcast is Extraordinary Women Radio, and it's all about raising up women's voices and raising up women's voices who are doing big things in the world. They are change makers in the world. They are really stepping out and seeing something that needs to be changed in the world, and they're moving forward into it with passion and purpose. And I love telling women's stories around, you know, how they're really stepping up and finding their courage to do things in bigger, bolder ways.
So this sounds like a show that's not necessarily about successful women, because there's a lot of successful women, but these are actually, you're doing stories about women that are successful and also making change, doing big, impactful things, it sounds like.
It's definitely a core piece of that. It's just, I'm so honored to have been able to interview some of the women that I've been able to interview over the years. And it's, to me, when I see women really having this calling to make a difference, it really inspires me. And I know it really inspires my tribe of women that I serve in my work.
So let's back up a little bit. Why the podcast? What made you decide this is the medium I'm going to use to make an impact?
Well, it's really funny. I started a series of events called Extraordinary Women Connect about 5 years ago. In fact, I just celebrated my 5th year anniversary on it. And when I started those events, I decided I was going to do this series of 5 interviews of some really high profile women in the Denver area. And I did those interviews and I was like, holy moly, that was a lot of fun. So it was, for me, it was just, you know, to get into these conversations with these very incredible women was, it was like, okay, that's really fun. But I was in a place in my business where I was really going through some pretty high growth and really didn't feel like I could do all of the things that I wanted to do all at once. And so I actually kind of put that on the back burner and thought, you know, I want to do that someday, but I'm just not quite ready to do that. And so it was 3 years later that I decided that, okay, now is the right time for my business. Now is the right time for this. And I when I decided to step into it, it was like, okay, this is just, it's such a passion for me to be able to have these conversations. And it's a learning space for me, right? I get to interview these women who have just made tremendous change in the world. And it helps me learn, it helps me grow, and it helps my clients grow. And so it's truly just a joy to be able to hear their real stories.
You know, as a dad of four, two are grown women, 27 mm-hmm. and 23, and okay. the 27-year-old has completely found her way. She's found her calling. I'm very happy. But my 23-year-old is still, you know, struggling to know exactly where she fits in the world and what she wants to do exactly. And she's still in school. She's finishing up her degree. And, you know, I've always, you know, throughout the years, even in her teenage years, when I would see something that would be like, you know, something some woman did of something extraordinary or some CEO or some announcement, I would always just like send them the link to those news stories. Yes. Or, and, you know, just basically try to say, hey, there's opportunity for you in this world and you can do whatever you want. And I didn't focus it on specific genres of content. I just, anything I saw was like, made me go, wow. You know, that was the stuff I sent them. And I think that, it sounds to me like you have a show that I could take some of those snippets as a dad who's trying to, you know, help my two, you know, I think with boys, you just tell them, this is what you have to do, you know, and it's, yeah. it's a little different and maybe it's wrong, but maybe it's a little different conversation. And maybe it's a little more stereotypical, but I will tell my boys, this is, you know, this is what I'm expecting from you. Mm-hmm. And while you still say the same thing to the girls, but it's, you know, I try to also, I think a lot of dads do this now, is try to give them, you know, ideas of where they can be successful or, you know, inspiration.
Think bigger, right? And it's interesting you say that for, you know, for your daughters, because I do it for my nieces as well. I have two 20-something-year-old nieces. And there's often times where I'm like, oh, this is one that, you know, one of you needs to listen to. And I also have a son who's in his early 30s, actually, no, mid-30s now that I'm thinking about it. how is that possible? But I actually send podcast interviews to him sometimes. And I think that's been part of my joy of this podcast is that it can go across so many, you know, while I'm interviewing a lot of women, it can go across so many different demographics of people, you know, it just, they're inspirational stories and they're stories of transformation and they're stories of courage and they're stories of breakthrough in hard times. And I think that can be inspiring to so many different people.
That's true. And I think as, you know, sometimes as parents, we'll send stuff to them, the kids will just roll their eyes, you know, that's what's expected no matter what age they are. But when I can send them something that comes from a third party that is validation of what's possible, I think it's great. So getting into the actual stories of your show, can you share with me a couple of examples, or share with the audience, I should say, a couple of examples of interviews that, you know, you were like, you know, it set you back in wonderment, you know, or you got done with the interview and you're like, wow.
Almost every week, but yes, I can share a couple of them. Some of my very favorites, and yes, I, you know, it's like, it's really hard to pick my favorites because I get to interview so many amazing women. One of them is an astronaut, and she actually holds the longest walk in space.
Record
for the longest walk in space. So having that conversation around what was it like to look back down at Earth, and you know, I mean, I was just in awe in this whole conversation. Another one that really pops up for me was I just celebrated my 100th episode just a few months ago.
Congratulations.
Actually in May. So I had that time that, and my 100th episode was with Zainab Salbi, who was the founder of Women for Women International. And talk about, so she actually grew up in the shadows of Saddam Hussein. So her father was the pilot to Saddam Hussein. And wow. There was a lot of terror being part of that inner circle. And so she told those stories, and then she told the stories of starting Women for Women International, and how she had actually kept that secret that she had grown up in Saddam Hussein's circles, because when she moved to the U.S. as a young 19-year-old, that wasn't something, you know, she wanted people to know. And when she finally came forth with that story, it was from conversations with a woman who was in a war-torn country who had just had horrible things happen to her in the war. And she realized she was really holding, you know, all these women were telling their stories, but she wasn't telling her story, and that she really needed to come clean. That interview blew me away.
You know, having traveled, I've been lucky. I've traveled globally. Part of it when I was active duty in the military. So I saw a lot of territory. I saw a lot of those countries where, well, let's just be frank, where women were horribly repressed. And I don't think anyone that has, we can talk about it, but until you see it, until you really see it, you just have no idea how bad it truly is in some of those countries for women. So do you feel that while the show is enlightening and in raising awareness and these great stories are, do you find your audience is more international, or where do you find people listening to from?
I have, I definitely at this time have a more U.S. focused audience. Although I see that my international audience is growing, and the more I'm bringing more international people in as guests, that certainly helps. And so that is a goal for me, is that it continues to grow and evolve across the globe, and that I'm telling stories from women from around the world. I've always had a passion for, our whole world. My initial major when I was in college was an international business major, and I worked internationally when I was in the corporate world. So I love cultures. I've traveled around the world as well, and I love the stories that come from people who have grown up in different cultures. And I love to be able to share that. And it's really inspirational to find how much similarity, no matter where we've grown up, there's these threads of similarity that we carry in us that I think are really important, especially in this time when there's so much division, you know, going on in our world. And when we can find those threads of similarity and find the similarity in our stories. And, you know, I think one of the things that really inspires me about the women that I've been able to interview is, no matter how far they've gone in life and how big they are in their exposure, they all have stories of, gosh, it takes, you know, I have to step into my courage every day. I have to, it's not like you get to a point and you realize that everything is easy and nothing is scary to you anymore. It's like, that's not the case. It's like, no matter how, it's like, it's an ongoing learning and evolution, that if we're growing and we're making a difference in the world, we are stepping into spaces that are uncomfortable. We are stepping into things that take courage. And to hear these stories of women who have been so successful and that they still do it every day makes you realize, as an entrepreneur, that yes, we are stepping into things every day that are new and different for us. And that's the stretch, and that's where we grow, and that's how we really make the biggest impact.
Yeah, good perspective, because I think even, you know, I've acquired friends from all over the world, and there are fundamental things that are the same globally. You know, we, a mother, father, child, you know, daughter, son, aunt, uncle, that family unit stuff is the same. Yeah, we have different religions, we have different ideology, but in the end, that basic core stuff is no more different than, you know, I think it's just global. It's just part of humanity. But when you talk about the courage to step out and do something out of your comfort zone, I think we all have, you're like, ooh, do I really want to do this or not? Or what's the impression? I look at, my wife is Japanese, And so, you know, we've been together over 20 years, and the cultural differences I see sometimes, things that I would just assume that if I was married, let's say, to an American woman, I'm pre-biased already to think that she would think or do it the same way, and it's not.
Right.
And so many times I'm like, I'll ask why, and then I'll learn, okay, you know, here's the cultural delta. And I still discover stuff even 20 years into the relationship. So, but that ability, and for her, stepping out of her comfort zone sometimes is what, you know, maybe you would be, that's part of your normal day-to-day, you know, way you live. So I think culturally, women have different challenges. Maybe men too have different challenges in stepping out of their comfort zone just based on culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the really most interesting dichotomies when I interviewed Zainab Salbi, so, you know, she was from Iraq, and just actually a few weeks before that, I had interviewed one of my clients who was originally from Iran. And they, you know, they were both in their stories talking about, you know, growing up in the Iran-Iraq war. You know, and so here were these two women who were at one time little girls at the same time on opposite sides, you know, on opposite sides of the borders. And, you know, and I think that's when you get into that, it's like, yes, there's the cultural differences and there's the different stories that we grow up in. You know, so there's different sides of it, but it's also when you really start to, and I think what came out of that story for me specifically was Zainab actually said to me, she says, you know, when I was a little girl, I never thought about the other little girls in Iran. I'm like, well, this is really wild because I just interviewed, you know, one of my clients who was one of those little girls in Iran. And so, you know, it's that oneness that we all are. There is a strong oneness through all of us. And yes, we have our different stories and our different cultures and our different things that shape us, but I love the oneness of it all.
So going back to your interview with the astronaut, did she talk about her challenges at NASA because today, you know, I even look at my own company, and when we're looking to hire and bring people in, we want to make sure they're going to fit into our culture. I have a very diverse staff of people, and, you know, we will often get to the final point where we're getting ready to hire someone, and we'll invite them out to lunch and have some of the team members go out. And sometimes it's often gets down to a fit. Is that person going to fit in with the culture of the office? And maybe they have less qualifications, and they will, where the person that has more qualifications won't. And we'll hire that person that fits with the company and has the desire to learn and move forward. How was did your astronaut interviewee, did she get into that, the culture of NASA?
Yeah, she tells some interesting stories around that. And she talked about, I think one of the things that was really important for her was that she had some people who were actually over, like some mentors, some people who were out in front of her on the levels of the, you know, up the ladder, who said, you should become an astronaut. And she was like, what? You know, so she wasn't even thinking that. And so she had some people who were really helping pull her up into that mindset, into the possibilities of it. And I think, you know, it was at a time when she was one of she was certainly one of the pioneers and as women stepping into that space, and literally, right. She had such strong mentors around her that really were advocates for her stepping into that.
You know, I think back to my time in the Navy, and, you know, a lot of people wrinkle their nose a little bit when I say the Navy's progressive, and in some instances they're not. But if you look at the integration of women into the armed services, even as far as back, and I'm dating myself here, as far as back as 1983, I was working with women, and their jobs evolved, and they were allowed to come into a more additional roles, and then ultimately into combat roles or combat support roles. And, you know, one thing the the military always did is, you know, your goal was always to train your relief. And as a senior person, you were to help those folks that are underachieving or maybe underachieving what you think their potential is to do that, to pull them along and help them realize what they can do. And sometimes I think you're right. I think that people have to be nudged because they think in their mind, I can't do that. Or maybe they haven't even thought about it. And we all have an introspection on people because of maybe experience and exposure. You can say, yeah, that individual is going to go a long ways. And you say, follow me. And, but I think also, it also depends a lot on the person. So sometimes you can do that all kinds of encouragement and you can put that, dangle that carrot out there, but people don't, you know, don't take that carrot and run with it. So, I don't know. I always used to say I like to take the hard cases and try to turn them around. And it sounds kind of weird, maybe from a corporate standpoint, but that was what the Navy was, at least in the Navy. We tried to make sure that everyone was able to achieve their full potential if they were willing.
Awesome. That's so awesome. And it's that reaching. And I think that's something that's so important for all of us to do, right? Is to reach down and help give somebody a hand up, take them up to the next level and keep pulling people up. And I think that is how we do create change in the world is, you know, the more people step into their full potential, the more people step into what's possible for them, even when they don't see all of the possibility, if we can help them see their full potential, it's so much fun. I mean, that's what drives me. That's, you know, when I talk about my podcasting being, you know, that feeds me, but that's, you know, that's my business, right? I mean, when I think about me as a business coach, that's what lights me up. It's like, how do you get people to really step into all of their full potential?
You said something interesting, and I hear this a lot, and I've heard this throughout the years. You said it feeds you, or it feeds me. And, you know, I think we all do, you know, and for some people, shows can be a form of therapy. Sometimes they're, you know, you're getting as much education as you're giving. And I think that's the exciting part about this space is without any limitations of time and commercials and, you know, the be able to really dig deep into a topic. I think that that's really truly the beauty of podcasting is we have people listening to the show that are thinking about a podcast.
Yes.
What, you know, the advice I give people is follow your passion. If you have something you're passionate about, do that. Do you have any advice that you would give a podcaster that is podcasting or someone that's thinking about it?
Yeah. And I totally agree with you. If, you know, find something that you just love to talk about and, you know, that you love to have conversation around a cause that you want to, you know, be a part of. I mean, for me, it's like, I believe women's voices matter. So let's get those out into the world. But what is, you know, think about what is yours. And I think one of the things that's been really beneficial for me is to, you know, go and think big on who you want to have on your show. I mean, I think I look back at the some of the women that I've been able to have on my show and I'm just blown away. And I have a list of women that I, you know, when I was thinking about my 100th episode, Zainab was actually somebody that I'd written down as one of the top five women I'd love to interview. And I had no connection to her. And within, within about a week of writing that list, I had Tammy Simon of Sounds True reach out to me and she says, "Hey, would you like to interview Zainab Salbi?" I mean, just out of the blue. And I'm like, "Oh my God, yes."
Yes.
And, you know, and so go big with these names. And I think I partnered with the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame, which was a great thing for me because they wanted their stories told. And there was so many incredible women. So are there partnerships for you, strategic partnerships for you in your space that you're in that want their stories told that, you know, and that's, you know, that's where Susan Helms, the astronaut, came from. That's where, you know, there's a lot of, that's, if you can think of, you know, where are the ideal people and are there groups of them and can you partner with them to help share those stories? That's a great way to bring on people that you may not ever have the connection to, just off the hand, off the cuff, but suddenly it opens up doorways to having conversations with just such incredible people.
you feel, you know, I sometimes talk to podcasters and they feel that their audience gets pigeonholed. In other words, you know, you're interviewing women, successful women, people that are making change. Are you feel you're reaching the guys out there? Do the men listen to your show as well, or is it largely a female audience?
I would guess that it's probably largely a female audience. And then part of that is that's who I serve. Mm-hmm. As a business coach, I work with women entrepreneurs who are wanting to raise up their voice and their visibility. So that's my tribe of women. I lead a series of events that is for women. So it fits my business model really well. My events are called Extraordinary Women Connect. My podcast is Extraordinary Women Radio. So it's, yes, I do that, but I know that there are some men that will hear, you know, their specific shows that will expand that reach. But I'd say probably if I had to guess, and I don't know this number I'd say it probably mirrors my client base, where 90% of my clients are women, 10% are men.
Yep.
My listeners probably mirror that.
You know, I had done a tech show, and I started, well, I still do. And, you know, my demographic in the early days was, well, it was probably 95% guys, and you know, maybe a few speckle of women that are in. And so I really tried to, and again, this may not work for you, but I really tried to bring in segments of the show that would interest the ladies. And I would specifically address it to them during the show. You know, so that,
interesting.
Yeah. So I would say, okay, here's something for the ladies, and you know, fellas, follow along.
And I actually like that, because there's been a few men. I mean, my show is called Extraordinary Women Radio, but there's been a few men. I'm like, God, I would love to interview him on my show because he has so much good stuff.
Right. Or you find some man that has, you know, that has been progressive in helping women succeed. And I think some men need to hear that too, you know? So, you know, we're getting to a point in society where some of these cultural stigmatism, I'm hoping, are, you know, forever gone, but some of it still remains. But I really like to be able to build diverse audiences. But at the same time, you're serving a tribe, serving your business, and getting a message out there that needs to be got out. But I think, as people are listening to the show today, you know, I'm going to go listen to the episode with the astronaut, because I want to hear what she said when she was staring, you know, for about $1 million now. You can I think it's more than that. $1 million, you can get to the International Space Station. I think we need to start a crowdfunding or something for one of us to go podcast from space, which has been done already, but it'd be awesome, awful cool. But, So if someone wants to, you know, if they've got a story, or if they have someone they say, oh, you've got to hear this woman's story, what's their best way to reach out and connect with you?
They can reach right out on my website. It's CammieGellner.com. And there's a spot on there that if you go to my podcast page, there's a spot to reach out for an application to be on the show. And, you know, and there's also a contact me page on there as well. So you can reach out to me there.
That's cool. So,
and I'm on all the social channels as well. And I don't play too much on Instagram, but I play on the rest of them pretty heavily.
Yeah. I don't play on Instagram either. Maybe it's just an age thing, but
I think so.
One thing that, you know, oftentimes, you know, doing interviews, I've been at this a long time. I've interviewed people standing up on short formats, 5-minute interviews, to doing, you know, a 3-hour interview with folks like Adam Curry and, you know, people in the space. And when you're first starting as a podcaster, how do you feel? And I call it finding your battle rhythm. How do you think episode 1 compared to episode 10, 50, and 100? Did it evolve?
Yeah. Definitely. I remember the very first time when I did episode 1, it was more the recording of what the show was going to be about, and what was driving me, what was my passion behind it. And I think I must have re-recorded that episode like 10 times before I was okay with it. Right.
Right.
And, then as the further I, you know, by 10, I was like, okay, I was having them, you know, I'd have my editor edit out, you know, edit that chunk out. today I just show up in it. And to me, I think that's kind of the beauty of podcasting, is you can be so truly you. You don't have to be perfect on it. It's just like, you're just showing up in a conversation with someone that, you're sharing ideas and stories and thoughts and wisdom, and all of that back and forth together is just so, so beautiful. And it's so real and authentic. And I think that's what I love about podcasting.
So are you currently in the edit or no edit camp?
I don't edit the episodes unless there's like something that just really stumbles. Mm-hmm. We can pause and, you know, I can ask that question again. But in general, I don't go through, I don't edit out ums or anything like that. It's just, I want to be just me. That's where I am. I don't get into the try to be perfect at it. Mm-hmm. It's more about enjoy the imperfection of it.
You know, having been, and of course I do a solo tech show, mm-hmm. and also the new media show with Rob Greenlee, which, you know, it's kind of ironic, it's a competitor, but none of those shows are edited. I've never edited. I've always said that if I edited, I would have quit at show episode 10 because I would have drove myself crazy, you know, and being a perfectionist. So I've always had the philosophy, it is what it is. and, you know, that's just kind of the way, and I know some people cannot do that. That's just not their personality, and I appreciate it, but I'm going to be running a continual poll on this show to find out what camp people are in. So, yeah. And I agree, you know, when there's a major, if I really blew something, I'd go, well, I'll just cut that out. But that's rare. Very, very rare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very awesome. I've enjoyed our time together here again. Tell folks where to find your show, the name of it, all the social particulars, so they know where to hit it. Of course, it'll be in the show notes too.
Okay, so it's Extraordinary Women Radio, so you can find it on any of the podcast platforms, and you can find it on my website is KamiGilner.com, so KamiGuildner.com, and I'm on all the various social platforms, Kami Gilner, and real easy to find, so would love to connect with you on any of those spaces.
Well, I appreciate you being a Blueberry podcaster and coming on the Podcast Insider Show today. Thank you so much for your time and continued success with your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. And thank you for Blueberry. I love Blueberry. It just makes it so simple and easy. And so thank you for all that you do for us.
Well, thank you for the endorsement. And we'll continue to try to please, and hopefully we won't break anything going forward.
You do a great job of pleasing, so thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Everyone, that was Kami Gilner here on the Podcast Insider. All right, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Kami Gilner and her Extraordinary Women Radio podcast. And I really like what she's doing there, and I think that there's probably a lot of content that is good for both the ladies and the men. So I think I encourage you to do that, subscribe to her show. And the link to that show will be in the show notes, of course. And one thing we want to also encourage all of you is that we want to interview you. So if you want to be interviewed by myself or Mike or Mackenzie, all you have to do is send us an email, todd@blueberry.com. Say, Todd, I want to be interviewed for the Podcast Insider. Or you can send Mike an email, mike@blueberry.com, and say, hey, Mike, I'd like you to be interviewed. Mike, you've gotten a request to be interviewed by a podcaster, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple, actually. So we'll get those done here probably in the next couple weeks.
So I've got one more in the can, and then I'm scheduled to do some interviews this week. So there's prime opportunity right now to get into the pipeline here. We're going to be doing this weekly. So we'll be able to do 4 or 5 episodes a month of interviewing different podcasters. So put your hat in the ring, folks. Let's talk a little bit about Blueberry Sports stuff, Mike.
Yeah, a lot of times I get people that say, hey, you know, they're pretty new podcasters. They get to episode 11 and they say, hey, my episode 1 just dropped off of Apple Podcasts. What happened? And generally what that is especially in PowerPress, and in WordPress, by default, your feed is limited to 10 items. So 10 episodes are in your feed. And as you do the 11th, it drops the first one out of the feed. So there is a setting in PowerPress, and I've been talking about possibly bumping that up or just making it default to 300 rather than 10, although that can cause some issues. But anyways, basically you go to the Feeds tab in PowerPress Settings, and you go down a little ways, and you'll see a setting there that says podcast feeds contain blank episodes. And then it defaults to 10 if you don't put a number in there. So put a number in there. I usually say 150 to 300 is usually good. And
I do 50 for mine.
Yeah, I'm going to do 50 on this feed as well. And the reason for less than the total maximum is you don't want your feed to get too large. You know, the smaller in file size your feed is, the quicker it'll update everywhere. You know, Apple might hit it, and if it's too big, they may give up on it that round, and it might take them a couple rounds before they actually pull it in. So the smaller it is, the better. So, you know, 50 is what I do in mine as well. And like I said, this one. But, you know, you can go up to 300. And just because it's not in the feed does not mean it's not available, especially if you're using WordPress and PowerPress. All your episodes are still there on your site, and people can go back and listen to them. So that's the one thing. And migration to Blueberry from wherever, there's a few steps that you have to do in order. And a lot of people get these a little bit out of order. So I put in, go ahead.
I should say first and foremost, Mike, if you have any question about migrating, ask before you start.
Yeah. I much rather fix a problem before it happens than try to undo something that happened already. Because a lot of times people will move and then wonder what happened, and then it's a lot harder to fix at that point. So if you do it right the first time, and I will be happy to talk to you about that. As I like to say, I'm the number one expert of moving people into Blueberry from just about anywhere. So anyway, but basically I have a little checklist here. Basically you have to recreate the RSS feed, and on PowerPress is what we suggest, and we give
you a new site, right?
Yeah, the new PowerPress site. Now, you know, if you've already got a WordPress site, that's a whole lot easier. But you know, if you're coming from, you know, you name the hosting plan that you're using their feed, and you want to move to Blueberry, I always suggest using PowerPress. And we give you a free site if you don't want to build one yourself. But basically, we use Import Podcast. That's built right in, and it pulls in all the episodes, makes posts on WordPress just the way it's supposed to be. And then there's a migrate media thing in there. And that basically copies all the files over to Blueberry that you imported into your WordPress site. And then it relinks them so that they're linked to the Blueberry version. Once all that's done, you have to do a 301 redirect. There's no way around it. You have to do a 301 redirect.
That's at your old host.
Yeah, and you have to do that at the old host. Some hosts give you a hard time about it. Most don't. So, you know, and I can give you some specifics on, you know, which hosts are, you know, how you do it at the various hosts. So just get a hold of us. But you definitely have to do that. You also have to set the iTunes new feed URL tag. And yeah, I know Apple's getting rid of the word iTunes, but that tag is still called iTunes new feed URL. So you have to set that. That's in the PowerPress settings in the Apple tab. And you set that to the new RSS feed. Even though you're doing it on that website, Apple needs that little extra kick to get all their subscribers to change. And then from then on out, you just publish to your WordPress site, and everybody's happy. The whole idea is you just want to make it so that nobody knows you moved. I can get real geeky about GUIDs, but that's basically what you got to do.
So I think one thing that we have to just also highlight here, we've talked about this during the show, but we have a whole series of pages almost for every service that says if you're moving from company X to Blueberry, here's your steps. And we have that basically set up within our site that gives you the step-by-step process. So we can send you that link, or you can go to create.blueberry.com and just search for your current host name, and you'll find that that article that will give you the instructions on how to migrate to us, because we do want you to migrate to us, because we believe that we have the best. Number one, we have the highest retention of podcasters in the space. Our podcasters that host at Blueberry are the longest lived. In other words, and part of that reason is because they're on their own websites. They control their own feed. They control their IP. And we make it easy for you to publish. All you got to do is create your media, upload within our dashboard with PowerPress on WordPress, and then publish. It's simple. It's very, very simple to publish with us. And we save you time. That, in turn, is money. We have phone support. We have email support. 7-day email support. 5-day phone support. No one else does that. So I want you just to be aware of that. And, of course, you can move to us and use the promo code INSIDER and get 30 days free on us. And, you know, if you get busy and it's a couple of weeks into using that promo code and you need an extension, you just drop us a line at support and we'll help you out with that. We're very generous with our time. But let's consider Blueberry as your primary and only podcasting provider. Basically, a one-stop shop, all the tools you need, and using best podcast practices, at least in our opinion. And I think anyone that really thinks about it for just more than 60 seconds can understand the value of having everything on your .com, on your brand, on property that you own, instead of leasing some kiosk space in a mall where you're amongst 500 other stores. You are at your .com, you are you, and your brand is there. And again, driving links back to your website and all that stuff, there's no hassle. You know where to send people to. As I say, I'm sending them back to Mission Control. I send them back to podcastinsider.com, where I send them my personal website, where I do my own show, Geek News Central. It goes right back to that homepage. And over time, and again, it's your long haul here, you build this link value and people linking to you and people you interview, and you're not building that on someone else's brand. So we hope that you'll take our message and go forth and spread this gospel, if you want to call it that, with other podcasters as well. All right, Mike, I think we're at the end here. I'm Todd at blueberry.com. Mike?
Mike at blueberry.com. And, of course, support at blueberry.com if you have any questions or support issues.
And if you have any feedback on this show and you'd like to see us make changes or talk about a specific topic, just drop us an email. We'll get it in here. But we want to thank you for listening to Podcast Insider. We'll see you next week. Again, the show's being released every Thursday, so you can watch for it in your specific podcast app where you consume content, and listen to it Thursday afternoon or even Friday morning. So anyway, we want to thank you for listening to Podcast Insider. Again, everyone take care. Happy podcasting. Have a great week.
Yep. See you next week.